I'll take him.
And there it is. So important to remember that that dub was in his suit the whole time.
Jimmy's renowned for his personal hygiene, Scott. But after that performance, he's starting to reek of gold.
While the judges decide Jimmy's fate, let's take a look at this exceptional young skater. He's a child of privilege. A classic skater, defined by elegance, precision, and an ability to endure great pain. He was plucked from an orphanage at age 4 by billionaire champion maker Darren McElroy. Once a breeder of some of the most successful racehorses in the world, Darren had turned his attention to nurturing athletically advanced human orphans. His ultimate find came in the form of skating wunderkind, Jimmy.
I guess I had a pretty normal childhood.
With his father's state-of-the-art, some say questionable training methods, this child prodigy was forged into an uber skater. Soon, Jimmy was sweeping the gold, while his trademark Jimmy Curl was sweeping the nation, with kids of all ages fashion drafting right behind their idol. A champion, an icon, a giver. Jimmy McElroy. Skating, little orphan awesome.
Well, Coach, you nailed it, Jimmy. You nailed it.
Yeah. Nailed it. You shot every move exactly like I shot.
I am so proud of you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what'd you think?
Decided on our own to do a little flourish off the triple dead one?
Look, I know I had it. I just felt like it needed a little...
Feeling? We're feeling now? What are you teaching this boy?
Jimmy! I tell you to come for my blood. Can you get my blood? Come on!
Please, don't encourage them. Come on.
No!
They may look cute and innocent, but they're nothing but a beehive for germs and bacteria.
Jimmy!
And the slides I showed you?
Jimmy!
They have things.
You smell like a winner.
Would you mind?
You fuck you,
ladies and gentlemen,
Jimmy!
The judges' scores are 5.9, 5.9, 6.0, 5.9, 6.0, 5.8.
All right, not bad, not bad. As long as that 5.8 doesn't kill us. Hands. Let's get them.
Hey, McElroy, is that your routine? Or a performance of Cirque du Soleil? Besides, you're too late. They already handed out the girls' medals this morning.
Shut up, Michaels. That was textbook execution. Same scores I beat you with in Oslo.
Hey, I was on Quaaludes. I don't even remember Oslo. But I remember Boston. And that victory was as sweet as the cream pie for which the town was named. Hey, sit aside, homeschool. There's a new sheriff in town.
Here he is, King's Outlaw, Chaz Michael Michaels.
Everybody!
cracking his whip on the haunch of this crowd, and they love it. How do you describe something like that? He just uses everything at his disposal. The movement, the music. Oh, and he just nails the triple axel.
Surfing a tsunami of swagger right now.
Well, you know who he is? Sex on Ice.
Typical of Michaels, it's not enough just to win. He wants to make love to the crowd.
That's why those seats are so valuable. That's what they want from Jazz Michael Michaels.
Michaels just slipped McElroy a very public note. You have been called out, sir. Welcome, Socko. Unreal. An instant classic.
Jasmine, you think you've seen it all. Jazz Michael Michaels walks in with the unrated version.
The undefeatable underdog, ice skating's backdoor lover. Jazz Michael Michaels has come in here and captivated this arena like a stack of classic Euro porn. And so while his scores are being tabulated, let's learn a little bit more about skating's leather-clad Lothario.
Jazz Michael Michaels, an ice-devouring sex tornado, spawned in the hellfires of Motown.
Troubled childhood? If you call being a 9-year-old kid with a 35-year-old girlfriend troubled.
At age 12, Chaz escaped the life of running cigarettes and illegal fireworks by becoming a star in Detroit's underground sewer skating scene.
The only skater to win 4 national championships and an adult film award.
Which is not to say this rough-hewn heartthrob doesn't have a softer side. He recently published a book of poetry. Let me put my poems in you.
Before a big competition, I like to work with leather. The Native Americans always said that working with hides and pelts releases the soul. These are a couple diaper bags I made for Faith Hill.
2 men, only 1 winner. Will it be Chaz Michael Michaels?
Personal philosophy? Clothing optional.
Hope you brought your silver polish, McElroy. That was gold.
That was disgusting.
That, young man, is how babies are made.
Get out of my face.
I'll get inside your face.
Mr. Michael Michaels, please gather your coach, family, and friends, and move to the bench to await your scores.
Hey, traffic cop, get this straight. I don't have a coach. I don't need one. This for friends and family. Chaz Michael Michaels walks it alone. That's why they call me the Lone Wolf. On my back there.
5.9. 6.0.
That's what I'm talking about.
5.9. 6.0.
Another 6.0.
5.8.
Was it good for you, Socko? Because it was good for me. Let's have a smoke. Eat that, McElroy.
Those were the same scores I got, Einstein. We're tied.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a tie.
Yes.
From the United States, Jimmy McElroy.
Yes.
And Charles Michael Michael.
My boy, Jimmy.
You're fired.
I brought you a gold medal.
Now you brought me half a gold medal. If I wanted him to share, I'd have bought him a brother.
It's raining men in the men's singles. Men wearing gold, that is. And they join Team USA's other gold medalists, the pairs team of Stranz and Fairchild von Waldenburg.
Stranz and Fairchild von Waldenburg, America's brother and sister darlings. The gold standard of pairs figure skating. Children of beloved Swiss skiing gold medalists Otto and Ella von Waldenburg, the twin dynamos Stranz and Fairchild burst out of the womb and onto the ice, while their sister Katie cheered from the sidelines. Theirs seemed to be a charmed life. Until March 14, 1987, when their parents died tragically in a car crash, Katie would survive. The world wondered, had Stranz and Fairchild gone into a layback spin from which they could never recover? But the siblings' commitment was such that they were back in the training rink within hours of the funeral. And so tonight, the crowd cheers on their beloved von Waldenbergs.
Well, Stranz and Fairchild, how heavy is that gold around your neck?
Scott, this may be solid gold, but to us it's lighter than air, because dreams never weigh you down.
No, dreams are in your sleep.
Hey, what about the amazing Michaels and McElroy? Two gold medals.
Yeah. That's great.
Well, speaking of gold medals, the winners of the men's singles are taking their place at the podium right now. This has to be a proud moment for Michaels and McElroy. Yeah. You have to think, the only thing sweeter than winning a gold medal is sharing it with your fellow countrymen.
Gosh, I'm getting sick. You smell like aftershave and taco meat.
Yes, I do.
Now, scoot over. Don't touch me. Nobody touches me.
Now there's some jostling atop the podium, and down goes Chaz Michaels. McElroy still waving the crowd.
Oh! Ow!
McElroy's also down now.
I have never in all my years seen anything that's disgraceful on the world stage. I am stunned silent. Absolutely silent, Jim.
Get that damn bird out of my face before I break its neck.
A perfect headbutt! Man, oh, I'm going to the flame!
Be prepared to hear testimony. Michaels and McElroy will be given a chance to defend their rights and stuff.
Love you, Jimmy.
Hey, Nancy Kerrigan.
Hey.
You an official here? Because you have officially given me a boner. I'm a sex addict. It's my cross to bear.
It's a real disease with doctors and medicine and everything.
Let's get started, shall we? If either one of you would like to make a statement before the commission passes judgment, you may do so at this time.
Fans, friends, esteemed members of the committee, I don't know what I can say, but I pray you can all forgive me. More than that, I pray the children can forgive me.
Oh, my God.
I place my future in their tiny hands.
That is retarded.
God bless you. God bless everyone. Thank you.
God bless you, Jimmy. God bless your heart.
Maxim, last issue. Chaz Michaels is figure skating.
Boom!
Yeah! All right, duly noted. In accordance with the rules of the International Skating Federation, James McElroy and Charles Michaels, you are to be stripped of your medals and banned from men's figure skating for the remainder of your life.
Hey, you listen to me, old man.
Okay, darling.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm my ex-wife.
So I'm going to pop you in the back of the head.
Banned for life. That's a long time. Jimmy, it'll all work out. It's time for a fresh start.
Yeah, a fresh start, exactly.
Good. Jimmy, I'm unadopting you.
What?
I don't think unadopting is the right word. Legally, I'm disowning you. But it amounts to the same thing, so...
But I've been your son for 26 years.
22, so nobody can say I didn't try. We've had a good run. Now, I think it would be best for all of us if we didn't drag this out. Clean break. It would make it easier for me, Jimmy, if you left now. It's like a Band-Aid. Just rip it off. We'll both feel better.
Drum-a-la-la, 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 sing-a-la. I hate my life.
Oh, no! It's the evil wizard!
Skating for the judges, you know? She's like, I don't need that. I mean, for me, it's so much more satisfying to see the eyes of a small child, seeing that wonder as if to see you skate out there with a big wizard head on, you know?
Nice, really nice.
Hey, Sammy, it's not what it looks like.
Sammy! Sammy, come on, babe. You knew this is how I rolled when you met me.
No, when I met you, you were a great figure skater. Now you're getting stoned with the woodland fairies. I don't even know who you are anymore.
You're living in the past, Sammy. Come on. Me and the woodland fairies, we're living in the here and now. And we're feeling so free. Come on, join us. Woo! Baby! Come on, babe.
Hey, Michaels, let's go. Lace up. The fog machines are primed. Second show is almost 3/4 full. You drunk?
No. But this ought to do it.
I would fire you. If you weren't so goddamn beautiful out there. You smell like urine.
A lot.
Get your head on.
They don't feel right.
Well, that's because I'm not finished. You see, I hope to think of the laces as belonging to 3 distinct groups. First, the foundation.
They're too tight. Daddy.
Yep.
He's crushing me.
Doing it right takes a little bit longer, but it's worth it.
Hey, what are you doing? She said it's too tight.
Well, but she's wrong. I mean, who are you going to trust, a little girl or Jimmy McElroy?
What the hell, Jimmy McElroy?
Is there a problem here, sir?
Yeah, this kid is torturing my daughter's foot.
I'm so sorry, sir. You know what, Jimmy? Off the skates. You're on stockroom duty.
No. Let's go. Hey, Jimmy. Hector? What are you doing here? You know I have a restraining order against you.
Oh, that thing? You look great, Jimmy. You look amazing. Your hair rocks.
Thanks.
You look so good. Oh, my gosh. Do you look at yourself? I totally want to cut off your skin and wear it to my birthday. It's coming up.
Yeah, listen. It's great to see you, Hector, but I'm really busy right now.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry. I'll cut to the chase. You gotta start skating again, Jimmy.
What?
It's embarrassing stalking a has-been, you know what I mean? Look, I almost gave up on you. I started working with that Ukrainian skater, you know, the one that looks like Elvis? And I moved to the Ukraine, and it was cold, and everyone had guns and smelled like soup.
I sympathize with you, Hector, I really do, but there's nothing I can do. I'm banned for life.
Don't be so sure. Section 14. Paragraph G. A lifetime ban is irrevocable, and the banned skater can never again compete in any federation-sanctioned tournament that exists in such a skater's division. You see? You're only banned from your division, men's singles. You can still compete in pair skating. Pairs.
How is this possible? I had so many lawyers work on so many appeals.
Because nobody can obsess like I can. Good luck, Jimmy. Oh, and I'm still gonna kill you someday.
Forest creatures. None of you sons of bitches try to be heroes. You hear me?
Hey,
Cass. Come on.
Whoa.
Gary, what are you doing?
Hey, everyone, this is Gary the squirrel. Now listen up, Gary's been a long-time friend. We've been skating for 2.5 years. I remember when we were hanging out at the bus stop at Tucson, and Gary said, hey, I've got a third ball. Whoa! I just threw up in here, people. That's the reality.
another layer to the legend.
I am nothing but a human onion. In fact, we all are... Oh, my God!
Ladies and gentlemen, Brothers on Ice will be canceled until further notice. The refunds will be given.
There's a loophole. I was banned from men's singles, but not pairs. I can skate in the winter sport games again.
I knew it. I knew after 3 years you just weren't checking in. I mean, come on. I moved on, Jimmy. You gotta move on, too.
But I'm a skater. There's nothing to move on to except for winning the gold again and keeping it this time.
You know how hard it is to find a partner? Even if you did, you gotta qualify for nationals. That's a month away. I mean, sign up is in 2 days.
It can't be that hard. I mean...
Figure skating. Give it up, Jimmy. It's like a cruel bitch mother. She'll seduce you with chocolates and roses and then kick you to the side of the road like a dead raccoon. Forget it. I gotta go. It's good to see you.
Wait, coach.
Jim McElroy?
Another great welcome through the halls of the Grublets.
Welcome to my little production.
If you're here to thank me for firing Chaz Michaels, it was my pleasure.
Chaz is here?
Yeah, unfortunately, but it's fantastic that you're here. And yes, no need to ask. I'll consider you for a position.
I'm not looking for a job. I'm actually looking for a female skater to compete with me at Nationals.
Are you trying to skater coach?
No.
You trying to break up my family? Why don't you get out of here before I throw down? Hey, where are you going?
You got fat.
You see, you still look like a 15-year-old girl, but not hot.
You crushed my dream.
Dream? Shit, I haven't had one of those in years.
Zip it, Chaz. Zip it, or I will punch you in your crap lousy face.
Hey, this ends tonight.
Daytime, you douche.
Ah! No. Now it's on.
Oh, so fat.
Local figure skating fans got more than they bargained for today when a children's ice show was interrupted by a street fight between two former champions. Jimmy McElroy and Chaz Michael Michaels, once at the top of the skating world, picked up today where they left off. More than 3 years... Now, didn't you hear... Idiot, where you... See? Didn't you hear... Remember Michaels and McElroy as gold medalists who, in a bizarre turn of events, became banned from competition for life. Now, I had a chance to sit down with Michaels, and let's just say he's a compliment man.
I'm a sex addict, and I'm attracted to women. I mean, with the cash for money, that's enough.
Two men skating together?
That's a riot. It's a laugh riot.
I don't see what's so funny.
If he was drunk as me, he would.
Look, coach, I know I said I wanted to skate pairs, but two men? Even if we wanted to, they never allow it.
But there's nothing in the rule book that says you can't.
That's not my style. Chaz Michael Michaels goes it alone, okay? That means no coach and no partner. Especially not a dude.
Especially not the precious and pampered Richie Rich.
You just shut up. You don't know what you're talking about.
I know more than you think I know. Hell, I know more than you know.
No, you don't. You can never keep up with my flawless technique. That's why I floored you in 02 and the spring of 99.
Technique doesn't get you 18 medals and a Christy Yamaguchi Lifetime Achievement Award. I am figure skating.
Stop it! For 3 years, I've been trying to get over the nightmare you two created. I wasn't sure I'd ever forget it. Now, maybe underneath all your bullshit, we can still find something beautiful.
I don't know, coach. I mean, I'm really desperate to win that gold, but...
But what?
How's the partner search coming, kid?
Well, what's so funny, Cool Whip? You getting a lot of satisfaction from those $15 hookers?
I am never satisfied.
It's a curse.
The registration for the national finals closes in exactly 12 hours. Now, let me ask you boys a question. Do you want to make history?
No way.
This guy cannot hold my jock sweat.
I can hold it all day long. Try me.
Maybe I will.
Maybe you should.
You challenging me, Princess?
I'm not inviting you to the Skating Federation's annual Christmas party.
Then bring it on.
It is on.
Good. We're in agreement then.
What?
What?
Well, welcome back to competitive skating, gentlemen. I'll pick you up in the morning.
Hello.
Go. Showtime.
Strong, Fairchild, Melissa Kelly, ESPN2.
So, let me ask you, any thoughts on the competition? And what does a new gold medal mean for you?
It doesn't mean as much as winning America's hearts. That's very important.
Now, we haven't seen you in about 3.5 years. What have you been up to?
Skating.
Now, apparently, you're dedicating this performance to the children of the world. Their world deserves to be a part of it.
Sorry. Yeah.
What?
Fill us out.
No.
Yes. I'll get yours, Jimmy.
Who's that girl?
You mean Katie Van Waldenburg?
She's Strons and Fairchild's sister?
Fairchild's legs and Strons' ass. Mind-boggling, isn't it?
Did you just say mind-boggling?
Yeah, mind-boggling. You know, when things are so crazy, it gets your thoughts all trapped like in a bottle.
All right, boys, let's go do this loud and proud.
What are you two doing here? You know damn well I'm not letting either of you sign up. They're banned.
I'm not here to sign up Michaels or McElroy. I'm here to sign up the pairs team of Michaels and McElroy.
Thank you.
Now there's your front page headline.
Jimmy, can you wait for Sam? Jimmy and Sam together. And no fighting.
Two men skating together, and in our division, no less? Why, Strons? Why is God singling us out for the greatest suffering the world has ever known?
I don't know, sis. Those two are nothing but a couple of freaks.
Yeah, and the media loves freaks.
It's my blood boil. All they're doing is just leeching the dignity out of our beloved sport.
You know, I'm not a violent person, but I would like to hold them down and skate over their throats.
Guys, maybe if you concentrate on the skating, people will forget all the hype. And they'll focus on the purity of the sport and the spirit of honest competition. You guys just want to cheat again, don't you?
That's a good idea.
Much better.
Katie, please, will you just take this camcorder, okay? I don't know how to turn it on. Thank you.
No, I'm not spying for you again.
We're just asking you to discreetly tape their practice routines.
Find someone else.
What's that, Mother?
Don't.
You and Father are sad that you were killed driving Katie to her ice skating lesson all those years ago? Yeah, me too.
Remember how they used to be alive?
Papa? I can't hear you, Papa. What are you... You're crying? Still in heaven? You're still dead?
Fine, I'll do it.
Yes. Now you're playing for Team Von Waldenburg.
All right, you'll be staying here for the duration. You're going to skate as a pair, you'll live as a pair. And if you're at all interested in self-preservation, you take off your shoes before you set foot on the Berber.
Why would we step in baby food?
He's talking about the carpet. Berber?
What, are you the rug doctor?
Maybe I am.
I'm the rug master.
What's that even mean?
Just shut up and take off your damn shoes.
Bunk beds?
I don't share rooms.
I don't share shit. The night is a very dark time for me.
It's dark for everyone, moron.
Not for Alaskans or dudes with night vision goggles.
All right, this is going to stop right now. From here on out, you guys are a team. Do you understand? You are going to eat together, sleep together. You are going to pee together. You're going to file a joint income tax return. Practice starts now. End of discussion.
put those in order.
I need some counter space, too. Mane and tail?
Is this horse shampoo?
Yes, it is.
Do you use this stuff on your hair?
Uh-huh.
For a lustrous coat. Does this actually work?
You bet your ass it does. Makes my hair shine like Orion's belt out on the ice. And then I brush my hair 100 times with this.
Wow. Cool brush.
Not just a brush, but a verticale. Handmade in Italy. They're carved out of illegal whalebone. They only make 11 of them a year. This one cost me $12,000 or 30 million lira. Perfectly balanced. Low drag. Minimal torque.
How minimal?
I bet you'd like to know. Hey, help yourself to the mane and tail all you want, but don't even look at the verticale, because I will knock your block off. No exaggeration. I could not love a human baby as much as I love this brush. I called Top.
Sorry, I already called it in my head.
What? No, you can't do that. This doesn't count.
Yes, it does. Get used to it, Jimmy.
You're in Chaz's world now.
You know what I permanently call Sasha?
What happened every time? What is this place? Fish.
Oh, sweet.
This ice has not been properly zamboni. Where's the warm down room?
We don't have any of that. What we got is a cold storage unit that a buddy of mine let me flood with a garden hose.
Nice choice, Coach.
Turned out well. The dance lift, the press lift, the twist lift, the side-by-side jump, the throw jump, all of these are weapons in a pair skater's arsenal, and used properly, they can slay your opponent. Used improperly, you can break every bone in your body. All right, gentlemen, waltz position.
You know what, dude, your head has to be on top.
No way, the girl's goes on top.
Yeah, ergo... chick.
I'm not the girl, I'm stronger.
No, I'm stronger and don't have a vagina.
You are not stronger. Watch this, fat ass.
Fat ass.
It doesn't really matter. It's waltz position. One guy, you put your... just...
See that? It's pure pec, bicep, and tricep.
Jimmy, get off your hands. You're going to need those later. Now, come on.
All right. Okay, you know what? I could do something cool, too.
Chest, chest.
So tough, huh? I'm not fat. Use this.
Chaz, put your skates back on.
No, it's too late. They're off. Look, I'm like lightning.
Put your skates back on. Woo! What are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Jimmy, you put your clothes on. Jimmy, damn it.
Watch my icy hot super slide.
Do it.
I will.
It's not going to matter because you're flat in front like Ken.
You're the girl.
What?
You're my pretty lady, McElroy.
Wait, why?
Because you whine like one. And no one can lift your fat ass. You're on a diet starting now.
What are you talking about?
Let's go. Come on.
Is this about my muscular thick thighs? Could one of y'all pass me a biscuit?
You got another 5 miles, then you get a Luna bar.
Come on.
So, Coach, I was singing about the music for our routine.
Really? We're going to skate to one song only. Lady Hump by the Black Eyed Peas. What you going to do with all that junk inside my trunk? I'm going to get you drunk off my lady hump. My hump, my hump, my lovely lady hump.
I'm not skating to anything with references to lady humps. I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
It's no, that's enough. Why do you guys keep doing that?
Coach,
shut up!
Run us some chicken!
Two men. Together, you really gonna go through with this, huh?
Oh, yeah, of course. Why not? I need your help. What do you say?
So look, I am just a choreographer. What do I know?
Bring them by the dance studio tomorrow.
Great.
I'm not a magician. I ain't making no promises. I'm just saying that I'm going to do what I can do. Your problem is your boundaries. That ends today. Out on my dance floor, you won't know where one man's body ends and another begins. Because if you can't dance with a man, you damn sure can't skate with a man. All right? So come on, let's go. Jimmy.
That's what I thought.
That boy, Jimmy, come on. Yeah. There you go, Jimmy, to that. Okay, that's a start. That is a start.
Make it harder for yourself. Just enable them.
Oh. Rewind it. I want to see his head bang down again. Oh.
No. You act right or you leave my studio.
Beautiful butterfly into a prayer.
Nice.
Let him get it out. Release the Jimmy. Easy, see?
No.
Yes.
You nailed it! Yes, I did. See that? Pure power. You could use a nickel's worth, Junior.
Well, maybe if you released me at that quarter turn, I wouldn't have to save your ass with my landing.
It's called improvisation. Even your precious Kenny G does it.
I have one Kenny G.
Well, at least they're getting the moves down.
Can they do it in front of 5 judges and 30 million people?
Denver, Colorado. Last stop on the road to the World Winter Sport Games in Montreal. The finest skaters from all over the country have trained tirelessly for years for their chance to make it onto the world stage. But all those stories have been eclipsed now by what many dub the sideshow of the century, the male-male pair of Jimmy McElroy and Chaz Michael Michaels. The anxiety was palpable when they arrived this morning as the skating community continued to voice its outrage.
Those two are turning this sport into a freak show.
As if figure skating wasn't gay enough already.
Let me show you something. Does that look right to you?
Nothing near about two men skating.
That blonde chick's a dude? Oh, man.
Now let's join Strantz and Fairchild von Waldenburg as they wind up their routine, an edgy look at urban culture told in the language of the streets.
And boy, look at them. They're really having fun with this.
Bling is king. This pair is willing the crowd into a frenzy. Come on.
As always,
these two blue-eyed funk machines are going to find themselves popping, locking their way to the championship in Montreal.
And those good vibrations seem to have spread all the way through this arena.
Come on!
You guys are up.
And now the moment this crowd has been waiting for, and how is this going to work? Completely different skaters, known to be enemies of one another, combining to be the first male-male pair team in the history of the sport.
Either the locked-in technical style of McElroy will not mesh with Michael's improvisations, or they create great music together and reinvent the sport in their own image.
They're laughing at us.
Hey, they laughed at Louis Armstrong when he said he was going to go to the moon. Now he's up there, laughing at them.
They title this routine Fire and Ice. They've always been that way as competitors, as individuals. And now as a pair team, so appropriate.
Take my hand. We can do this.
Then I kiss your eyes.
And hey, they're up. Come on, Deirdre. Get off your asses. Let's go.
The crowd responds. It's the first time they've shown them any level of support.
I like your buttons.
Come on, scores are up.
Good luck.
You too.
Did you see that? They were actually pretty good.
Yeah, they were really good. Way to go. None of what they did was on your video.
That's all right. Let's not let them get into our head.
Into our head?
Not only did we embarrass Marky Mark, we let down the Funky Bunch.
5.8. 6.8.
We're going to Montreal, bitch!
Well, it's all smiles here in the Crest Kissing Cry area. You're the guys everybody's talking about. How does it feel?
You know, we're just so grateful for this wonderful opportunity to be out here on the ice.
The Eichels and McElroy are a freight train from hell, okay? We're going straight up the ass of the competition, Scott.
Woo! Woo!
I'm not going to say wow, but wow.
Oh, they got by on 97% adrenaline and 3% bullshit. They want to take home the gold. They got to do something spectacular.
Robert, I know where this is going. How many times do you have to make the same mistake?
Till I get it right. You gotta trust me, Jesse. I'm gonna spend the rest of my life in a cage of fear.
top of the morning. And it is a beaut.
Do you mind? I'm trying to eat here.
Just thought you'd like to see what a skater's body really looks like. Hmm? Go ahead, drink it in. Don't be shy. Looking's for free. Touching's gonna cost you something. Checking out my ink. Some people refer to me as the illustrated man. Each tattoo tells a different tale. They're like chapters of my life.
Really? So, what's that one about?
That one represents the Dragon Lady. You might know her as Michelle Kwan.
That's Michelle Kwan? Most decorated figure skater in U.S. history? You tapped that?
Sure did. But perfection can drive a woman mad. She was ready to quit, hang up her skates, settle down, and pump out a few little chasslings. Couldn't let her do it. Not the way I roll.
So, what's that one with the horse?
My blonde Ukrainian she-devil.
Not Oksana Bayul. At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
But don't let her fool you. She's as cold as the ice she skates on. She's like dry ice. Wait, she's colder than that. What's colder than dry ice?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what is. Oksana.
What about that one on your shoulder? Who's that?
That one? It's nothing. What about you? You got any tats?
I had my face painted at the Blueberry Festival one year.
Seems about right.
Well, I could have one. I could have a killer one. I have a crush on the enemy. Kitty Van Waldenberg.
Good choice, my man.
Yeah. How's that for forbidden love?
I have no idea, but I'd like to find out.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm calling her. Or rather, you are.
No, you can't do that. That's crazy.
It's not crazy.
What am I supposed to say? No, no, you can't.
I'll bring it. Go.
Sorry. Maybe it's Nike.
Van Waldenberg Companies.
Fuck. I can't. Relax.
Hi. It's Jimmy McElroy. Is Katie there?
It's McElroy. For her.
What? For me? Why?
What are you doing? I'll coach you. Get on the phone.
Hello?
Okay. Yo, it's the Mac Attack. What up?
Yo, hi. It's the Mac Attack.
What up?
Okay, say, oh my, you're just catching me getting out of the shower.
Sell yourself.
You know, you just caught me getting out of the shower.
She just got out of the shower. Oh, me like
it. No, 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 no. I had to call her back.
No, are you insane?
No, shit,
get back on the phone. Say shower. I gotta get me one of those, because I just got back from the gym doing my squat thrusts.
I gotta... Yeah, shower, I need one of those.
Do that.
I just got back from the gym
doing my squat thrusts.
Squat thrusts must be hard. Real hard.
Squat thrusts are hard.
Real hard.
Real hard.
They're hard, all right, but it's worth it to get a sweet burn deep in your thigh.
It's worth it to get a deep burn in my sweet thighs.
You know how you can soothe a nasty burn? Pour some sweet cream on it.
Do you know what you can do for a burn? Pour sweet cream on it.
Oh my God, you bagged a wild lynx. Okay, say, sounds to me like a cream needs to be whipped. And they go,
I was wondering if you wanted to get a snow cone sometime?
What?
Yeah. I would like to get a snow cone. I haven't had a snow cone in a couple of years, actually.
You have to be sexy. Say you want a snow bone.
Okay.
Snow bone.
Yeah, 8 o'clock tonight. That sounds great. It will get me time to get my jugs waxed.
Okay. Well, I'll see ya.
What's the word?
8 o'clock tonight. We did it! Nice lift.
All right, listen up. You guys barely squeaked by at Nationals. How are we going to compete against teams that have been doing this for years? There's only one way. Okay, what do you guys have that none of the other teams have?
Twin dongs?
Exactly. We have to do something that only two men can do together. Something never seen before. Jesse, put in the tape. Come on, put in the tape, Jesse. Thank you. Jimmy,
I never told you this before, but I used to coach pairs. I was on track to head up the Olympic squad. I wanted it badly, so I developed a move. A move the likes of which the world had never seen before. A move so revolutionary, so dangerous, that it would have catapulted the team that stuck it straight to the top. But like many revolutionary ideas, it just scared the shit out of the establishment. So I quit. And I took it to the one place on Earth batshit crazy enough to give it a try. North Korea.
Of course.
Behind the bamboo curtain, they call it the Iron Lotus. Look at the grace, the beauty. They almost have it. Until...
Oh, my God.
Okay, what do you say? Let's give it a try.
Are you nuts?
What? That's crazy.
Come on, what are you talking about? See, after all these years, I know what went wrong. The physics were off. It was a man and a woman. That's why it didn't work. You're two men. You should be fine. Be warned. The Iron Lotus demands your respect. She has no time for lone wolves, Chaz. Jimmy, you've got to be willing to improvise. You two are the last pieces of the puzzle. Go on, fit them together. Keep your speed up. Keep it up. Jimmy, don't let your legs buckle. Come on, Chaz, focus. Focus.
Nutsack!
Hey! You gotta be careful, man. Unlike you, I actually use these things.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah. You're right. I'll try to be more careful next time. Sorry.
Hey, look, I didn't mean to drag your balls into the discussion. That was uncalled for. They're fine. I overreacted.
All right, gentlemen. Let's get up and try it again.
This is my favorite place growing up. By the way, you look really nice.
Oh, really? I like your glitter tooth necklace thing.
Oh, thanks. Hey, Floyd, can I have another blue one?
You guys were so good at nationals. It scared my brother and sister. They wanted me to spy on you.
Really? Is that why you're going out with me right now?
No. Really. I don't care if they win. I don't care about skating at all. I mean, really, what's so great about skating anyway? It's basically just gliding, trying not to fall, with a couple of jumps thrown in, right? And spandex, and glitter, egos, ice blows. Sorry.
But it's not the ice. It's what that ice lets you do. Out there, I feel like I can do anything. It's the only place where life makes sense. You've never skated?
When I was a kid, a little. But my brother and sister don't like anyone to steal their focus.
My life was nothing but focus. You know what I got for my 10th birthday? A 6-pack of protein shakes and a subscription to Men's Health.
I didn't have a 10th birthday. My sister told all my friends I was in jail for armed robbery.
When I was 9, my dad insisted on having me circumcised to minimize wind resistance.
While driving me to skating practice, my parents were in a fatal accident. My brother and sister blamed me for their death, and they forced me to work for them, like a slave. Thought of that as a romantic story before.
So how'd it go with your lady? Carve up any ice?
with your wiener.
All right, ladies. Tea party's over. We got 2 days till Montreal. I want to see an Iron Lotus. Okay, Travis. You're gonna kill him! Watch the blade!
Come on!
Try it again!
One more. I'm really close.
Hello and welcome, everyone, to the Orbitz World Winter Sport Games, here in beautiful Montreal, Canada. The world turns its eyes now to this frozen sanctuary as the globe's finest athletes arrive to compete and to revel in the glory that is sport. And so now we are honored to bring you the wonder, pageantry, and spectacle of these, the 20th World Winter Sport Games.
Didn't you once say, and I quote, Jimmy McElroy is a lifeless robot on the ice?
You would never say
so. Yes, I did. But I was referring to the precision and beauty of robots.
If they'd published the rest of the quote...
They did publish the rest of your quote. You go on to say, I've had Link at the top of my ass crack with more personality than that daddy's boy, end quote.
All right, Mr. Smart Reporter. Showing off. Figured out how to work the Google on the internet machine. Well, here's a new quote for you, all right? Chaz Michaels and Jimmy McElroy are figure skaters.
Boom! Jimmy,
Teddy, pair skating helped your popularity.
Absolutely. I have the best fans in the world. I mean, we have the best fans in the world.
No, that's in the other room.
いい質問ですね。上手にやりたいと思いましたが、実は二人ともところで目は綺麗ですよ。
Great. Press loves them and now some of the sponsors.
Sean, so, Katie, it looks like your date went really well the other night, huh?
What? I guess so. Why?
No reason. I was just wondering how it went. Did it go well?
Yeah, we had snow cones.
Oh, that's so great.
We saw this ice sculpture.
We want you to turn your attention to Chaz now.
What?
McElroy's heart is like a beautiful apple that's in your hand, and now you need to bite it. Nothing breaks up a team faster than...
Herpes. Jealousy.
No. I'm not going to make Chaz Michaels fall in love with me.
Who's talking about love? We just want you to have sex with him.
What? No, I am not going to have sex with Chaz.
Come on, Katie. Do the honorable thing here.
The honorable thing is to walk away, and that is exactly what I'm doing.
Okay, Sean, let her go. It's okay. She's made up her mind. We'll just move on to plan B.
What's plan B?
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't worry about that. You stood your ground. Good for you. We respect that. But if something should happen to your new boyfriend's leg, I don't know, under his knee or above his ankle, at least you did the honorable thing.
Where are you going?
Sex addicts meeting. Turn weakness into strength.
Good for you.
Thanks, brother. Have a good night.
See ya.
This must be for you.
So glad you're all here.
Okay, let's get started.
Chaz, would you like to start the day off by sharing?
I was just trying to find some peace. A haven, a place where I could feel safe.
And then what happened?
Well, she was my yoga instructor. So I knew she was limber.
Yeah.
But you... Chaz, you realize this would just set you back and further hurt your progress in maintaining control over your libido, correct?
Yes. Thank you, Taylor. Definitely. Until her friend, massage therapist, walked in the door, naked.
Easy, Chaz.
A big bottle of canola oil and a monkey who was trained to work on a video camera. She rocked my world.
Okay. Guys,
Chas, I have asked you to leave before, and I don't want to do it again.
Taylor, come on, man.
Let's just move on. Who'd like to talk about chlamydia, syphilis, gonorrhea, etc.?
Hi. Sorry I'm late. I was, having sex. A lot.
Welcome. Welcome. Why don't you, go ahead and introduce yourself.
I knew her.
I'm Katie.
And?
Oh, and I'm a sex addict.
Hi, Katie.
Hey, Katie.
Why don't you go ahead?
Wow, so you're a sex addict, too.
Sex, sex, sex. What can I say?
Right. Right. I mean, you said it all. It's such a burden. I mean, people don't realize what we go through on a day-to-day basis.
Why don't you come to my room tonight and we can comfort each other? 11:55, sharp.
Come on, people. Break it up.
God grant me the serenity not to have sex with my friend's girlfriend. The courage to go home tonight without having sex with my friend's girlfriend. And the wisdom to know that masturbation is sometimes the most sensible solution. Yeah. Okay. Oh, sweet Jesus.
You're right on time. Come in. Would you like some champagne?
No. No, I can't. Actually, I just came by because I had something I had to say to you.
What?
Do you have a bathrobe or a parka you could hook up?
Sorry. I'm hot. Wouldn't you feel more comfortable saying what you need to say from the bed?
Probably not.
It's a posturpedic.
Oh, well, then in that case, that's good for my back, so might as well try it. Okay, here goes. I know that sex addiction is a disease. Oh, God, they feel so good. Oh, God, this is so wrong. Jimmy's my friend. I'm not going to do this.
Wait, do you really mean that?
Yes, I think so. No. Yes, I do. I do. I can't go through with this.
Thank God.
Oh, God, what a relief.
Yeah.
He's got a heart of gold.
Oh.
You sex demon? You sex fiend? No, you got it all wrong. Impure. Impure.
Jimmy, wait!
Hey, wait, brother, man!
No, no!
Jimmy! Hey! Jimmy! Get over! Jimmy, no! Jimmy! Come on, pick up. Come on, buddy.
Hey, it's Jimmy. If you can dream it, you can do it.
Jimmy, hey, it's me, Chaz. Look, what happened back there, so not a big deal. Just think of it as like a boob handshake. Between me and your lady's... Look, that's not coming out right. I'll explain it. Call me back, please. It's me, Chas. I'm committed to this thing called friendship. I ain't going nowhere. And if you think I'm going anywhere, you're wrong. You know why? Because I will not back down, ever! I've won a lot of radio contests because I refuse to get off the line!
If we went to a Halloween party, dressed as Batman and Robin, I'd go as Robin. That's how much you mean to me. I was stupid that I said that. You know what? No. I'm not. I don't think that's stupid. I'm glad that I said that.
Hey, Turkface. Guess what? I've taken every single one of your teddy bears and I've stuffed them down my pants. Hey. Yikes. Sorry. For about a month, my urine smelled like marshmallows.
Don't wanna close my eyes. Don't wanna fall asleep. 'Cause I miss you, Jimmy. And I don't want to miss a thing. So call me back now.
It's Jimmy. If you can dream it, you can do it.
Hey, it's me again. Jimmy, please, call me back so I can explain.
Hey.
Wow. Nice work. Mm. Somebody got busy in a big way.
Scene of the crime.
For your information, I didn't have sex with Chaz.
Fine, make love, whatever.
I didn't sleep with Chaz.
What?
But congratulations. I feel as slimy as if I had.
Where do you think you're going?
To make this right. Jimmy needs to know the truth.
You would do that to your own family?
Don't give me that guilt trip.
After all we've done for you, after all you did to Mom and Dad.
Mom and Dad were not wearing their seatbelts, and they made an improper left-hand turn.
Oh, come on, Kitty, don't go. We love you and stuff.
Look, it's up to us. Okay? We are forced to take Michaels and McElroy out of play, no matter what.
That might require some bad behavior.
Hello and welcome to day 3 of the Orbitz World Winter Sport Games. The best Chinese and Russian pairs have fallen away, setting up the ultimate gold medal showdown. Just 2 pairs remain, both American, both hell-bent on reaching the top.
And it's come down to this. Tonight, they leave it all on the ice. The big story here is the men's pairs figure skating team of Michaels and McElroy.
And these same gender sensations have taken center ice in the hearts of millions of skating fans everywhere. They've literally taken this sport by storm.
Jimmy's here at the arena, you ass. He's been staring at a pack of gum for 9 hours. What'd you do to him?
I'm on my way.
Taxi!
World Winter Sport Games. And yes, I am Chaz Michael Michaels. Hey, Smith.
Hi.
Sorry, Chaz. Nothing personal. Actually, it's quite the opposite. See, your days of stealing the spotlight are over.
Crazy bastard!
Your brother, and most of all, your sister.
Don't even think about putting us in the same league. She was half the woman I was. She would have done her job and slept with your partner like I told her to.
She didn't?
No, she couldn't. Because of you. I don't get it.
Rose, get me out of here! Somebody help me!
Whoever invented rope was a real a-hole. My head lady says my hair is just not cooperating. Oh, crap.
Who's gonna save you now, Chaz? Is little Lord McElroy gonna come and meet you down here?
Time for a little chest dash. coming, Chaz.
A minute ago, and if you find him, would you tell him to get his ass down here?
I really appreciate this, Justin. That man who was chasing us is trying to kill me, so thanks.
Who are you supposed to be, anyway? Rod Serling?
JFK. It's gonna make sense.
No. It'll be fine. Yeah.
It's late. Don't make me kill her.
Fairchild von Waldenberg.
So the favorites, Strunson and Fairchild von Waldenberg, now taking the ice.
As Marilyn Monroe and JFK, they'll be dramatizing a forbidden romance, Jim.
I take pride in the words, Ich bin ein Geliebter.
An interesting take on American history.
Indeed. I think it's worth noting the fantastic attention to detail this pair has demonstrated. An absolutely seamless use of props integrated into choreography that is both physically impressive and artistically moving. A rare ballet of ice and history.
And those scores keep Strunz and Fairchild in first place, but Michaels and McElroy are up next.
Coach! Coach! Make it in time. Where's Chess? Where the hell you been?
My partner's not here. In 30 seconds, I have to disqualify.
I know. We're finished. Done. That's it. It's over. Damn it. Just like that.
Coach, he'll be here.
Jimmy McElroy stands alone at center ice, and you have to wonder what is going on.
Well, this is Rice without Montana. Ali without Frazier. Han Solo without Chewbacca.
Jimmy! Jimmy! Hey, Jimmy! Jimmy!
Chaz!
Hey! Hey, I didn't sleep with Katie!
I know!
We didn't even get to second base! Well, maybe I did. What I felt in my pants was weird and shameful!
Okay, we can discuss that later. You kind of have to be down here right now. We're going to be disqualified.
Katie is not a whore!
Okay, I get it. Just stop talking!
Okay! Okay! Hold on!
10 seconds to Miss Participation.
Dramatic entrance for Chaz Michael Michaels.
I'm okay. All right.
And there's another unique Michaels skill. Out of his clothes in a hurry when he has to.
And women's skating champion Sasha Cohen catches Michaels' jockstrap.
I made it. I knew you would.
Let's capture the dream.
Capture the... I love it. Where'd you come up with that?
I have no idea where I came up with it.
Cool. Let's kick some ice. Okay.
Scott, the boys seem to be using a science fiction theme tonight. Fitting, considering these two men may very well be the future of the sport.
I'll tell you something, Jim. It's like these two men did beam in from outer space to flip this sport inside out.
Taking her up the universe.
Lights are on and so is this crowd. Look at our Mr. Roboto to start the routine. And they hit it beautifully.
Everything they do is drenched in drama. Side by side, skate plant.
It's a miracle.
And more sparks. Look at the athleticism here. No other pair in the world could do this.
Fireworks display in Montreal.
Incredible.
What are you doing?
We're freestyling. You're the snake, I'm the sizzle.
We didn't practice that.
Hey, do it for Katie. Put up the ice with the red hot love.
Michaels and McElroy, turn up the thermostat.
These guys put the bone in Zamboni.
Over. All the endorsements, everything gone. Oh my God, I can't get a real job. It'll kill me.
God, I have to do everything in this family.
A serious stumble in an otherwise perfect routine.
Perfection's what they need if they want to beat Strons and Fairchild.
I think I broke my ankle. Wait on it to see.
Ah!
Ah!
I don't know, Scott. I'm not sure interpretive dance moves are going to win these judges over.
What the hell are they doing?
I'm wrong.
I can't do the lotus with a shattered ankle. I'm just a man, for God's sake.
We'll switch places.
I swear to God, if you cut my head off.
They're going for the Iron Lotus in reverse.
God, this is happening all over again.
Picking up speed for something spectacular. Looks like they might be trying something I have never seen done. It is the fabled Iron Lotus.
No, don't do it. I was wrong. It's suicide.
Roy have brought the legend to life.
Scott, I seem to have wet my pants.
Yes, we did it. Did we win? I don't know. I think I see the Virgin Mary. That's not her.
Okay. I'm gonna have to cut your pants off.
But start up near the crotch. That's a better access point.
You were incredible.
Really? Well, I thought my landing was all better.
You've been practicing.
Just taught me some stuff.
Uh-oh.
Strand Van Woldenberg, you're under arrest for the desecration of an international icon.
Snowflake? It was her idea. She broke his ankle.
Wait!
I hate you.
Come on, now. Let's get over here.
And that's why I was a sex addict, because no one ever loved me. But I learned something here today. That ice, it doesn't belong here. Look out on the ice. It is ice rink. I never had a father, okay? But I don't care. Because now I've got a brother. This is my brother. This is my brother's new girlfriend. Oh, and she is not a whore. A lot of pain. I feel like I'm going to barf.
Chess, we got to get you to a hospital.
What?
Come on.
Oh, I must smell sweet gold. Not on your life.
Jimmy, you did it! The gold medal, baby, you did it! I want to wear the gold medal. Naked.
Jimmy! Thank you.
Hey, I've got something I want to show you. I had it done last weekend. That's you. The wolf that runs with the lone wolf. So that the lone wolf never has to be alone again. That's how much you mean to me, bro.
You were drunk when you got it, weren't you?
Yes, absolutely am. Welcome to the pack.
Thanks.
Let's get out of here.
Now?
did it, Hector.
Boom, we sure did. Thank you, Hector. He did it for us.
Where's Hector? Here I am, guys. We did it. High fives. Cool. Way to go, guys. Gold medal. You guys are the best. Hey, Jimmy. Yo, Hector. Can you give me a time out here with Jazz? Yeah, sure. Are you crying?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. I'll go over here. Sandwich.
Hey, Jazz?
What is it? Boom.
I just want to say, you guys are partners now. I've been friends with him forever, and you take good care of him.
I will. Boom.
He loves food, and he likes dreams, and whispers, and his favorite movie is Short Circuit and Fried Green Tomatoes. And just watch over him. All right?
I will. Boom. You have my word. High five.
God bless you. Sweet. Jimmy, you can come back.
What are you guys talking about?
Just stuff, you know. Hey, guys, you're amazing. I just want to say, keep dreaming, because there's a lot of dreams to be had. USA.